scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in the summertime. Scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. My name is DJ Crunchberry, not joined by my usual co-host, DJ J. Alfred, who appears to be taking a week off from hosting the show, so it's just me today. This is our special holiday edition. Started you off with some Fleet Foxes there with White Winter Hymnal off their self-titled album. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if Owen were here, he'd have some, we'd exchange some great banter, but you can only ask for so much. All right, we'll just keep going with the tunes. I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
I spent all of Christmas Eve fake angry at you for who knows what now or then. And you spoke so fast, I just sat back, relaxed, and took you all in. You sent me, 'cause what's better than seeing what I'm missing daily? I guess what I'm trying to say is that
you might run, but I won't hide, shedding ounce of light on my half-hopeless life.
Let me go.
And though
something, give me hope for the night. We don't know how we feel. We're just praying that we're doing this right, though that's not the way it seems. Summer gone, now winter's on its way. I will miss the days we had, the days we had. I will miss the days we had, the days we had. Oh, I miss the days we had.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. We are at last joined by my lovely and sleepy co-host, DJ J. Alfred, also known as my buddy Owen. Owen, what's going on? What happened?
You know, I woke up, you know, I set my alarm, you know, 2:30, as usual. So I set my alarm, 2:30, alarm goes off, I'm awake. And then all of a sudden, like, I felt like I just blinked my eyes, and it was, like, 3:05. And I somehow got here in 5 minutes, which is the fastest I've ever got here. I live really far away. For people who, like, don't know, I live really far away from the station. It takes me a really long time to get here. So, yeah, it was an experience.
Well, we're happy to have you here for the winter/non-denominational holiday special of Entry-Level Hipster Garbage. Started you off there with some Fleet Foxes, followed by Modern Baseball with Hours Outside in the Snow, then came back with The Head and the Heart with Winter Song, and then Animal Collective with Winter Wonderland. So I don't know if you're picking up on any themes here, but yeah, we try to stay pretty consistent through the show. So
yeah, people are going to be surprised by this. I've spent like the last, like, I feel like week. They started playing Christmas music, like actual like Christmas music in the dining halls. And I've been telling people, like, oh, I hate Christmas music. Like, this stuff drives me nuts. It's all I hear for like a month. So I feel like some people are going to be surprised by this. But this is all good stuff. This is all certified entry level hipster garbage winter music. So yeah. That was my rant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll try to not keep it your classic Christmas caroling troop style.
That's what drives me nuts.
Children's choir singing. We've got some more interesting takes on Christmas music and just other. I think everything so far has actually just been winter themed rather than holiday specific. So that's what a lot of it is. So yeah, we'll just keep it going here. Yeah, please enjoy. Sorry, folks. A few technical difficulties here. Having some computer problems. We'll see if we can get on this right away.
Fade away. And ransom captive peers. Friday, December 12th, is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Yes, I said that correctly. National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day is a day to wear your ugly Christmas sweater for a cause, and it's been gaining in popularity since 2011. They've partnered with Save the Children for their Make the World Better with a Sweater campaign to raise money for children in need. For more information, go to nationaluglychristmassweaterday.org, or to make a donation, go to savethechildren.org. Being ugly never felt so good.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO. This is DJ J. Alfred along with DJ Crunch Berry, a.k.a. Zane. And this is the Entry Level Hipster Garbage Winter Spectacular. So thank you for joining in. Zane, what did we do this weekend?
This past weekend was we had the volunteering day here at the station, which for those of you not involved in radio, you have to get at least 5 volunteer hours per semester to keep your radio show, and then the more you do in addition to that, the higher priority you get when choosing a new slot, time slot for your radio show. So as much as we love being here at 3:30 right now, talking to all of you, as much as I love going back afterwards and getting a couple hours of sleep before my 10:30 a.m., we would like to, you know, expand our horizons, see what it's like having a show, say, when there's daylight. You know,
that would be nuts.
Call me crazy, yeah. But I dream big. That's just how I live.
Yeah. So we were pretty much looking at vinyl records and like all the vinyl records we have in the studio and like logging the information into a spreadsheet, and it was just thrilling. Like,
oh my gosh,
words can't even describe.
Wild.
Yeah, 5 hours of pure adrenaline fueled. Like, it was nuts. It was crazy. I think we logged the entire I think we can name more Steve Miller Band vinyl albums, like album names, than anybody on this planet.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely anyone at school. I like. I don't understand why we need so much Steve Miller.
Like, I feel like we need, I feel like in one of our shows we need to spin a Steve Miller vinyl record just as an homage.
Just the whole, the whole thing for like both sides,
the
front
Steve
to back.
Steve Miller Power Hour. That's going to be the name of our next show.
Oh gosh, it really seems like they were working against. They assigned us this whole bin that was just so much Steve Miller. Like, I guess it was in the rock section, and like it's done alphabetically, so it's not like it was totally random, but heard some spooky noises here on the station.
I hope that came through, because that was really bizarre.
This show may or may not be haunted. Can't promise anything. We're going to investigate that, and we'll just give you guys some more tunes. So,
Wait. Before we do that, good time to mention that this is probably going to be our last show at this slot, right?
Looks like this is going to be the last show for the semester, because no offense to everyone, but as we mentioned, it's not exactly an ideal time, so we're probably going to be taking a day off during finals week.
There you go, finals, yeah.
So, and then we're home for break, but next semester, tune in, hopefully not at the same time, but perhaps.
Maybe
we'll be here either way, no matter what they give us, so you have no excuses not to tune in.
All right, back to the tunes. All right, so just as a recap, you heard Frozen Pines by Lord Huron. Before that was O Come, O Come, Emmanuel by Sufjan Stevens, and we are rolling into some more winter-themed music, so enjoy, folks.
Sideboard street, but I'm ever proclaiming my. Sunday I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all an ocean away. Is this the better way to spend the day? Keeping the winter at bay. What were the words I meant to say before you left? When I could see your breath lead where you were going to. Maybe I should just let it be. Maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow and all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say? Her breath lead where she was going to. Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage, 91.5 WMFO. A couple things that I should probably talk about here. One, again, I just wanted to apologize again for being late to my own show. First time that's happened. No, wait. Second time that's happened? Second time it's happened, first time it's been bad.
Yeah.
The good news is, when I was running over here from uphill, it wasn't pouring rain outside. Oh, wait. It was pouring rain outside. So, you're welcome, everybody out there. Second of all, I want to congratulate you, Zane. At the beginning of the show, we played Winter Wonderland by Animal Collective, which is 2 minutes and 46 seconds long, and is probably the only Animal Collective song I've ever seen that's under 5 minutes, most of which are pushing like 7 minutes.
You know, I pride myself in my extensive knowledge of Animal Collective songs of varying lengths. So that was really on my application to be on the radio show.
I want to extend a formal congratulations to you for being able to find that song. Anyways, just giving you guys the concert calendar. I officially bought tickets to Fox in late January. So that's the thing. If any of you guys are interested, you should buy tickets too. They're an awesome band and they're really good live, so check them out. I have no idea who the opener is. It's some band called Cuddle Magic. And that's so entry-level hipster garbage, I've never even
heard of
them.
That sounds very nice.
Cuddle Magic.
Cuddle Magic.
So maybe I should check them out at some point.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that was terrible.
That was pretty bad.
Okay, Owen is headed to this Fox concert. I'm hoping I can get tickets as well. Feel free to let us know, anyone who we know, if you have any other concerts in mind that are coming up soon, because we're always looking to go. I was actually disappointed with, like, I didn't go to that many shows this semester.
No, I think we only went to one, right?
Yeah, Tudor was the only really big one, so I think I'd like to, I don't know.
Well, there's a chance I might be going to one on Friday, too. I didn't tell you about that, but that's a new development.
Which one?
I don't know. My friend just texted me saying, what are you doing on Friday? And I was like, I don't know, probably nothing. And then she was like, oh, my friend has this garbage band and they're playing. So, like, if you want to go with me and a couple other people to go see them. I was like, hey, I'm all about entry-level hipster garbage. So,
oh, cool. Yeah. Do you know where it is?
No, I have no, I don't know any, like, I don't know any other information than that. Yeah, I'll keep you posted, and you folks at home, I'll keep you posted because I'm sure you're totally interested in what I'm doing on a Friday night. But yeah, so, but yeah, keep us posted on concerts. We've been pretty lame about all that stuff. And I would be remiss in not mentioning it. We haven't done talking sports with DJ J Alfred in a while. But you know, the trade that's been on everybody's mind here in the Boston area, Travis Shaw to the Milwaukee Brewers for Tyler Thornburg, huge trade, blockbuster trade, really excited to have Thornburg on the team. No, in all seriousness, we got, Chris Sale. I was really, really excited at first, significantly less excited now because people have been talking about him throwing his arm out for like 3 years now. And I just know, like, with Boston's luck with these types of deals, that like he's going to pitch, you know, he'll pitch like one game, he'll go like six innings, give up four earned runs, and then the next game he'll throw his arm out for the entire year. But other than if that doesn't happen, then it'll be great. I love Chris Sale. I think he's awesome. I don't know if any of you guys were paying attention last season where he like lost his mind and like didn't like the throwback jerseys that the White Sox were wearing, and he just took a bunch of scissors and before the game like cut up every single one of the jerseys for like every player on the team, so they had to wear like their normal jerseys just because he didn't like them. It's like, that's exactly the type of guy that I would love to have in Boston.
Yeah, that's really comforting to know that the fate of the team could rest in the hands of an absolute maniac with a pretty nice arm. So
yeah, I have a theory, I have a working theory that every like really talented baseball player is like a little bit crazy, you know, like more so than any other sport, you know, and something about baseball, like they're nuts, like they're just maniacs. So anyways, we have, I guess our rotation is going to be some sort of Sale, Price, Porcello, probably Steven Wright, and then one of Erod or Clay Buchholz. So I'm a huge Sox fan. I'm excited for the season. So today was, or I guess yesterday, right? Yeah. Yesterday was a momentous day for me.
Yeah, definitely not bad news for the Sox. Could be worse, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll make a push in the American League this year.
Glad to hear it. All right. We'll get back to you with the music. Just to catch up speed, we played Lord Huron with Frozen Pines, followed by Neutral Milk Hotel's King of Carrot Flowers, Parts 2 and 3, and then most recently the Decemberists with January Hymn. I'm not sure if you were listening to all the lyrics and everything, but if you were, you would definitely be able to pick up on a Christmas slash winter slash holiday slash festive, whatever you want to call it, theme, which we're trying to carry out through.
We're only reaching a little bit, folks.
Yeah.
Only a tiny little bit.
We make it work. okay, yeah, so we'll just keep it going here. Stay tuned on WMFO.
Pacing down the hallway stairs, mental notes of quick repairs, the gaps in my story for tomorrow morning of why I was up at this hour. When I have children of my own, and when they have children of their own, I'll spit and spew of my dumbass high school endeavors with pride full
so much better.
But when my freezing lower limbs approached that sly grinning little shit, I knew the truth in every foul sound I had emitted just two nights before. Goodbye was not an option, it's clear to you, but to no one was it clearer than to me. Since day one I've been locked in, I'm not fucking hanging up. Mm-hmm.
But I guess Bren was right, babe, cause who's laughing now? I told you I loved you just outside your mom's place. You laughed then, you felt bad as we sat there red-faced. I felt like a bitch, so I told you to get out. But I guess Bren was right, babe, cause who's laughing now?
Soon. magnolia trees at night, sparkling bright, fields of cotton love, wintry white, when it's Christmas time in New Orleans. A barefoot choir and prayer fills the air. Mississippi folks gathering there, 'cause it's Christmas time in New Orleans. You see a Dixieland Santa Claus leading the band to a good old Creole beak. Golly, what a spirit! You can only hear it down on Basin Street. Your kids will disappear when you hear, hallelujah, Saint Nicholas is here, when it's Christmas time in New Orleans.
Welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. We just played a bunch of songs for you guys. We went Christmas Time in New Orleans by Louis Armstrong. We went Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. We went Allston, Massachusetts, December 2009 to January 2010 by the Brave Little Abacus. Then we had Ice by the Microphones off their album It Was Hot, We Stayed in the Water. Fantastic album. You should definitely check it out. One of our favorites. And before that, it was Bon Iver with Minnesota, Wisconsin off of his self-titled album, which again is a fantastic album. And then It's Cold Out Here by Modern Baseball off of Couples Therapy. Quick note on the Bon Iver song, because that was one that I chose. People were shocked when his new album came out this year, and were like, oh my god, it sounds so different. Like, this is such a new sound. I always tell them to listen to Minnesota, Wisconsin off of Bon Iver, because that sounds like very derivative. Like the new album is very derivative of that sound he was going for. So, anyways, that's my rant. If you don't listen to Bon Iver in the wintertime, you're not a real hipster. Don't talk to us. And you have a special connection to Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, Sleigh Ride, we had to throw a couple real classic, straight-up cheesy Christmas songs. Sleigh Ride, one of my personal favorites. I had to play it in band. We played it every single year at the Christmas concert that we had in the music department. I always got to play the horse trot because I was in percussion. That was my real area of expertise. No one could trot the horse like I could, and then a good friend of mine would always hit the whip very well. Yeah.
Shout out to whoever that was.
Yeah, I know. I mean, who knows? Who even remembers? But the song is nothing without the horse and the whip. It's pretty much essential. Yeah, and then we gave you Christmas in New Orleans by Louis Armstrong, a real, we don't usually venture into jazz on this show, but we figured, why not?
Yeah, how to mix one in.
Yeah, So, once again, you're listening to WMFO 91.5, entry-level hipster garbage. Thank you for listening, and we're just going to play you out with a few tunes here before the next show comes on, even though it technically is. So.
All right, we're going to play you out with Mondays by Sales.
Enjoy.
And have a great week, folks, if we don't see you again soon.